In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Anthony of Padua, priest and doctor of the Church. Today is Thursday, the 13th of June, 2019. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Almighty everlasting God, who gave Saint Anthony of Padua to your people as an outstanding preacher and an intercessor in your need, grant that with his assistance, as we follow the teachings of the Christian life, we may know your help in every trial. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 15 to chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. I read from the Gospel. For I tell you, if your uprightness does not surpass that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard how it was said to our ancestors, "You shall not kill," and if anyone does kill, he must answer for it before the court. But I say this to you, anyone who is angry with a brother will answer for it before the court. Anyone who calls a brother fool will answer for it before the Sanhedrin, and anyone who calls him traitor will answer for it in hellfire. So then, if you are bringing your offering to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar. Go and be reconciled with your brother first, and then come back and present your offering. Come to terms with your opponent in good time while you are still on the way to the court with him, or he may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be thrown into prison. In truth, I tell you, you will not get out till you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What shall I offer to the Lord to please him? Lebanon's forest is not enough for fuel, nor the animals in the bush. Gold or silver he may not take, but my loving and humble heart I offer. Accept it, O Lord. Hallelujah.
What shall I offer to the Lord?
Grow above Christian superficiality. Grow above Christian superficiality. Beloved in the Lord, some weeks back, we had a meditation during which we made a distinction between being pious and being holy. A pious person is not necessarily a holy person, because piety refers to external acts, while holiness flows from within and leads to transformation of the entire person. A pious person prays, but can still hate and keep score of wrong. But a holy person is transformed by his prayer. Piety is just about keeping the rules. However, it is necessary to be pious if we want to be holy, but we must be transformed by our outward piety. It must lead us to an inner spirituality. Only then do we become holy. Let us consider this analogy of a duck in its relationship with water. When one pours water on a duck's back, it does not get soaked by the water. It is only an outward touch, a superficial touch. So we could say, in its relationship with water, a duck is pious. But should it let itself be soaked by the water, get completely wet, or even catch a cold because of the effect of the water, only then does holiness come in, when we get a transformation and an effect of our piety. Today, Jesus advises, he urges and he exhorts us to go above religious superficiality. We should go above surface level and go in depth and have an inner transformation. He tells the people that their uprightness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. He makes a comparison between his followers and the scribes and Pharisees. The latter were shallow, law-keepers, and pious, but not holy. They prayed, they gave alms, they fasted, they read, knew, and kept the law, yet all this was superficial, surface level, just for the knowing and doing. It did not transform them and their worldview. Jesus needs his followers to go above all this. Our piety, our prayers must transform us. Of what use is all the knowledge you acquire in schools if you cannot use that knowledge to relate well with people, and if that knowledge cannot transform the society in which you live? It becomes useless, so you just know for knowing. Of what use is prayer, and what is prayer in itself, if after your prayer you cannot as much as offer a kind word or a greeting or a smile to a neighbor? Did you really pray? Did the prayer touch you? Were you transformed? Were you really in God's presence? If you can spend 6 hours of adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, yet cannot transform all those hours of prayer into love and community living, I tell you, you were simply babbling. This is what Jesus means by getting out of our superficiality. Dear Christians, the gospel challenges us. Grow out of your Christian superficiality. Do not be Christian ducks. Water touching us, or we touching water, yet not being soaked by it. In this case, the water is our spirituality. Let our religiosity and piety transform us. Let them be rooted and inner transforming. Only then can we bear fruits that will lead to holiness. So we have very many pious Christians, but few holy Christians. What destroys the faith today is superficiality. No in-depth, like oil in water, or like Jesus would later talk about in the parable of the sower, the seed planted in rock with no soil to flourish. Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 to 22. People pray. People fast. People attend church, vigils, retreats. They read Christian books, listen to homilies, yet they end at these pious superficial acts. It is cosmetic Christianity. These very ones will cheat, will steal, will lie, will hate, will preach war, gossip, and slander. Then of what use? Jesus highlights one example where we find superficiality. It is in the hate, anger, and envy in the world that leads to killings. People cannot reconcile, cannot forgive, cannot resolve their disputes, yet they pray, they go to church, they give gifts to God, and they receive Holy Communion. Let us not become modern-day scribes and Pharisees. Of what use is your offering or charity if you cannot be in good terms with your brother? So Jesus tells us in today's gospel, that he would rather that we reconcile with those with whom we have issues before bringing our offerings to him. Those offerings don't move him as much as friendly and harmonious living with one another. Dear God's good people, if your Christianity does not go deep and bear fruit, then you are superficial. To be superficial means you are a whitewashed tomb, Matthew chapter 23 verse 27, shining from the outside, but inside filled with filth. And it means you are no different from the scribes and the Pharisees. You wash the outside of cup and plate, yet inside is filled with filth. Luke chapter 11 verse 39. Let me ask some questions. Do you pray, yet still hate? Superficial Christian. Do you fast, yet cannot greet your neighbor, cannot help someone in need? Superficial Christian. Do you go to church, yet cannot forgive? Superficial Christian. Do you receive Holy Communion, yet still have and keep enemies? Superficial Christian. If our world had only 10% of Christians who transform piety to holiness, then we would be living in paradise. We beg for the grace to grow out of Christian spirituality, to grow out of Christian superficiality, to grow out of Christian lukewarmness. Saint Anthony of Padua, intercede for us. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.